Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie and Conrad with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland pubs will be allowed to serve alcohol from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. with special licenses for the Socceroo game on this Thursday. The trial change to license laws will allow venues to apply to be open between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. for the game against Egypt. The Attorney General, Ms. Frecklington, said, "The primary purpose of trading must be to watch the game." Ms. Frecklington also left the door open for further special licenses should Australia go through to further games.
Researchers say middle-aged Queenslanders undergo about 1.5 million skin cancer procedures a year, costing hundreds of millions of dollars. A QIMR Burgoff study tracked 40,000 individuals over 8 years, finding 70% accessed at least one skin cancer service and more than one-third had one or more non-melanoma skin cancers cut out. After comparing the data with government spending on participants for other medical conditions, researchers say skin cancer accounts for about 2.4% of all direct healthcare costs. Daniel Lindsay, economist for Cancer Council Queensland, has said the most cost-effective way for reducing costs is through prevention campaigns.
In national news, financial consulting and auditing firm KPMG could be split up by the government in the wake of several scandals. Assistant Treasurer Daniel Molino has vowed to regulate audit and consulting firms after KPMG dishonestly used client information to land lucrative audit contracts unfairly. The scandal has reignited talk of forcing all accounting firms to split up their audit and consulting functions into separate arms of the firm. Whether or not accounting firms are split, ASIC is investigating auditors, with individual partners at KPMG facing far greater scrutiny in an industry-wide shakeup.
Tourism operators are celebrating following the reopening of the Western Australian landmark and tourist attraction, the Gloucester Tree. It was abruptly closed in late 2023, leading to local concern regarding their community. However, now that renovations and safety upgrades have been completed, the landmark is expected to draw attention once more. In the past, visitors were able to climb 61 metres up the tree. However, now visitors can only scale 37 metres into the canopy.
In international news, the U.S. Supreme Court has rejected Trump's effort to end birthright citizenship in the U.S. President Trump tried to ban birthright citizenship for the children of undocumented immigrants and some temporary foreign visitors through an executive order. However, this order was shut down by a 6-3 vote in the Supreme Court, which found that his order violated the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Chief Justice Roberts said, quote, "The framers of the 14th Amendment extended that promise to every freeborn person in this land."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.